BBC News. Hello, I'm Jerry Smith. Officials in Afghanistan have declared preliminary results in the country's presidential elections, which suggest victory for the incumbent Ashraf Ghani. But the outcome is likely to be contested by his main opponent, as our South Asia editor Jill McGivering reports.
These are preliminary results, but they suggest that President Ashraf Ghani won just over 50% of the vote, securing the absolute majority he needed to avoid a second round. His main rival, Dr. Abdullah Abdullah, has already rejected the Election Commission's tally and is expected to appeal. The delayed elections finally took place at the end of September amid escalating militant violence. In the last presidential election 5 years ago, Mr. Ghani and Dr. Abdullah became embroiled in a long-running dispute about the results, which caused months of political uncertainty.
The Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has defended his government's record on tackling climate change as the country's unprecedented bushfire season continues. Speaking after cutting short a controversial family holiday to Hawaii, Mr. Morrison conceded global warming had a part to play in fueling the fires. But he refused to tone down his support for fossil fuels. The weather has cooled in New South Wales after days of record-breaking heat, but there's been little respite. Brendan O'Connor is from the Rural Fire Service in the village of Balmoral.
Really, it was a war zone. It was just fire everywhere you looked. You were surrounded constantly by fire. Many vehicles were destroyed by fire. I've never witnessed anything like it in the 20 years as a firefighter.
Polling stations have opened in Croatia for the country's presidential election. 11 candidates are running in the first round of the contest. Here's our Balkans correspondent, Guy Delaunay.
Croatia's president plays a largely ceremonial role, but the head of state can be the international face of the country. And next year, Croatia will hold the presidency of the EU, boast the European capital of culture, and aim for footballing supremacy at Euro 2020. The international spotlight may have attracted the large field of candidates, including the incumbent Kolinda Grabar-Kitarović. Her main challengers are the former Prime Minister Zoran Milanovic and a nationalist folk singer Miroslav Škoro.
Voters in Uzbekistan are taking part in the country's first parliamentary election since the death of its former strongman president 3 years ago. President Shavkat Mirziyoyev took over from the autocratic Islam Karimov in 2016. Mr. Mirziyoyev has overseen the liberalisation of the economy, fostered greater media freedom and released a number of high-profile political prisoners. News from the BBC.